Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Rodney Scott. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Perez. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Sanguilan. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting sixth. The DH, Tim Hosley. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jim Tyrone. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Doc Medic. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek misplays the ball. That's an error on Patek. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan bunts towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sanguilan for the out. Scott moves to third. Perez moves to second. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Splitterv covering, for the out. Scott scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Medic fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first, with Medick covering, for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Armaugh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Otis, who is chasing the ball. Scott reaches third base with a triple. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brett. Scott scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. It's 2-0, Athletics. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-0 in the game. Sanguilan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Sanguilan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into right field. Sanguilan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hosley hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tyrone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Sanguilan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Athletics. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman fires to first and picks off McRae. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Perez reaches second base with a double. Scott goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Athletics. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with splitter covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-2 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hosley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tyrone hits a line drive into left field. McRae picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McRae. Tyrone moves to second. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. Newman bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Tyrone moves to third. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Bird now pitching. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Dave Justy now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-3 in the game. McKinney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Crawford pinch hits for Tim Hosley. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Murray now playing right field. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette pinch hits for Frank White. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Heisa now playing second base. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 3 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tyrone hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tyrone. McRae reaches second base with a double. Brett goes all the way around to score. McRae moves to third. It's 4-3 Athletics. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lacey now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. One out. John Way then pinch hits for Pete Lockhock. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a fly ball into right field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. Cowens tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's Athletics, 4, Royals, 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis is walked intentionally. Cookie Rojas pinch hits for Daryl Porter. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens scores. Otis moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.